Phil Kelly couldn't help but feel inspired when the charity he works for delivered 3 family homes a month ago in the impoverished barrio of Nuevo Renacer in the Dominican Republic. It was truly impactful. The community gave more to us than one can ever imagine, Kelly, who's the vice chair of Builders for Change, told Barry today. This is the 4th construction project of Builders for Change in Puerto Plata, a province on the northern coast of the Caribbean country. This is something we are very proud of, he added. The 4-day project, which was realized in partnership with the nonprofit Live Different, involved 50 delegates, all of them volunteers from Barrie and other parts of Ontario. Kelly says the volunteer team exceeded expectations by surpassing the project's fundraising goal and working tireless to deliver the 3 homes. We had individuals from age 11 to 80 working together, a true testament to our grassroots approach, he said. Kelly also mentioned the key role played by local community leader Sandra Tinio. Sandra is a driving force and 3 generations of her family are making a difference in their community, he said. Without her guidance and local support, it would have been impossible. The project marked the 10th anniversary of Builders for Change, which was founded by Melissa Basile of Barrie. It was important for us to shake off the pandemic and create awareness for the great work we have done and will continue to do, Kelly said. Kelly says he joined Builders for Change to help grow the charity into a sustainable fund that will truly make a difference. He has since experienced numerous moments of joy. The priceless moments are too many to share, Kelly added. Suffice it to say, there is never a dull moment and plenty of laughs along the way. Although the charity is only officially 10 years old, Kelly says its core group has been making a difference for 25 years. We were in the famous Barrie Home Builders, known for its charity work including the Build for the Cure and the Build for Gildas in 2004 and 2008, he said. On both these occasions, Kelly recalled, they built homes in 57 hours. These homes were built completely through donations of land, labor, supplies and even the real estate fees, he said, with the proceeds going to Royal Victoria Regional Health Centre and Gildas Club, respectively. Builders for Change's mandate is to educate youth in developing nations, so they can be part of the solution to housing needs, Kelly explained. The next challenge for the organization is to grow, he said. Raising money to build housing is relatively easy, 3 homes at a time. In order to scale this, we need a war chest so that we can educate more youth and have a greater impact, Kelly said. He also noted that Builders for Change has just completed its first year with a new board, which he called a rebirth. We need to grow our board, committees and momentum. Builders for Change has an entrepreneurial dynamic, so stay tuned, Kelly added. For more information about Builders for Change, click here.